Free your mind. Free your mind.
Everyone, so let's jazz it up. Here I am, your host with the most today. Phone lines are open right now. That track I just played was Free Yourself featuring my girl Mesa, along with Spur of the Moment. That is my guest for this evening. I have Wayne. He is the leader and founder for the group Spur of the Moment. Welcome, Wayne.
Whoa, thank you so much. How's everybody doing? I love that track. I love Mesa.
Yes, I had her on my show a couple of times with her new singles. And yes, that's my girl Mesa. And you guys, y'all are so smooth. Jazz, funk, so perfect. Just perfect. And
thank you.
That track, Free Yourself, featuring Mesa, what year did it come out? And was it on the In Too Deep album?
Yeah, that came out on the In Too Deep album. That's kind of been an underground success for us, that track. because, you know, Mesa, everybody loves Mesa. And it's just one of those things that sometimes goes on the radar by national, you know, R&B radio or something. But that voice is so smooth and soulful. And we've been knowing her, you know, I was her music director for 7 years.
Oh, no.
For a while.
Okay.
We were her band for quite a while. And we, you know, we travel, we hang out, and you know,
okay.
So we next to Incognito, we've been like some of the longest musicians, running musicians that play with her. So
right.
We have a lot of fun with Mace.
Right. So have who all you shared the stage with when you are performing live, you and the group?
Wow, we've backed at, well, let's go through the list. Hey, Lettucey, Layla Hathaway, George Duke, Will Downing, Mesa, you want me to keep going, Najee?
Oh, we got it. I got it.
Yeah, we've been blessed. We've had a blessed career, and we celebrate our 30th year coming up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Wow.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
I'm just getting started with you.
Well, that's cool. I mean, we're happy to have everybody who's just starting with us. We love that.
Right. Go right ahead and tell our audience where you're calling from and introduce yourself. Go right ahead, Wayne.
Okay, cool. My name is Wayne Bruce, not Bruce Wayne. We have fun with that. Bruce Wayne is that other guy.
Yeah.
Walks around with in a tight leather suit.
Yeah,
so
well,
that's the other guy.
Okay.
And I'm from Washington, D.C. This band is DMV, as we call it, based. You know, the Washington area, we renamed it the DMV.
Okay.
For D.C., Maryland, and Virginia.
Okay, and thank you for that information. So a lot of our curious listeners, the young, talented people want to know, did you play in the church? And what type of guitar you play? Did you grow up in a musically talented family?
Wow, well, I tell people, our church was every day in the house. I didn't personally, but other members in the band have come up in the church. I came up, my mother played drums.
Wow.
My brother played drums. And so there was no room for me to play drums in the house, so I played guitar.
Okay.
And so, you know, I play guitar, I play different, I have a lot of guitars, so it depends on what mood I am in as opposed to what I'm playing that day.
Okay.
So,
right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That Free Yourself was recorded on a guitar, on a Fender Stratocaster guitar.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that information. Thank you. So how did the name Spur of the Moment come about?
Wow. So that started way back when we were in college.
Wow.
My mentor, Dr. Otis Williams, used to call me. He found out I played guitar because nobody knew. Somehow he found out. And he would say, hey, I got an event, and I need a band for it. I need you to put together a band. Put together, you know, a few people from the college. And it started to be the same people. And he was like, you never have a name. What's your name? And he says, you always put together things at the spur of the moment.
Right.
And so I said, well, that's the name. That will be the name, Spur of the Moment.
And, you know, there when I researched information on you in the group, there's actually another band out there called Spur of the Moment. And they're on Facebook, too. So I'm like, oh, Lord, you know.
They got 31 years together. They don't have 31 years. They don't have 31 years. Talk to me when they have 31. They can talk to me when they have 31 years together.
Right, right. Well, thank you for that information, Wayne. As we move along in the show, I would like to mention the newest single, Between Me and You. What's the story behind that song there? What inspired you to do
that? Wow. That song was brought to us by our producer, one of the producers on the album, John Rich. And we called Maimuna Mumu Fresh, if everybody knows her, called her to help co-write the song and myself. And we wrote the song thinking it was going to be a duet for Maimuna, which she goes by Mumu Fresh. Anybody check out her new album, The Queen of Culture.
Okay.
It is a great album. And she tours with Common and has been on the road with The Roots and all kinds of people. She's a singer, lyricist, rapper, MC, the whole thing.
Wow.
And, she's incredible. And so we had it as a duet for another artist, and I came in one day and said, I'm not hearing the other artist now. Just in my head, I'm hearing actually the producer, John Rich. So he turned from a producer to an artist that day.
Wow.
So watch out for his he's the music director for Eric Benet, and we play with Eric quite a few times. And so watch out for John Rich, too, and his projects.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so we did the record, and it's been a blessing, man. That record touches people. So, you know, it's about a grown relationship.
Where
people don't have to go around bragging about it, and they're confident in themselves and in their partners.
Right, right. Great, great. So is this single already have been out and released?
No. This is the first release of the single. This is it.
Okay.
We are banging this out now, and everything takes its own time. I tell people this album was recorded over several years and went out for release, and then we just decided, hey, man, we're doing some other things now. We can't tour. We can't get together. And then we just start getting a lot of radio requests for us, like underground buzz. And we were like, what's going on? The record is older, but, you know, here's the deal. People had not heard it. And so it may be old to some people,
but once you hear
the record, it's great. It's like you're finding us after 30 years. So it's one of those things.
Well, I want you to sit in that hot seat while I spin this single Between Me and You, and we'll be right back.
All righty.
Right there. Wayne, go ahead and give your website information so our audience and friends out there can follow up with you, and information with social media as well. Go right ahead.
We are at the spurofthemomentband.com, thespurofthemomentband.com, and we're on the Spur of the Moment Band on Instagram and Spur Jazz on Facebook. And Spur of the Moment Band on Twitter. So please follow us and like, share, purchase, stream, download, the whole routine.
All right. Thank you for that
information. We appreciate everything.
Wow. Thank you for that information. I was trying to find you on Twitter and couldn't find you correctly on Twitter, but thanks for giving that information. It helps. I would like to ask,
all right,
any upcoming events, future events that are scheduled where you guys
so,
are going?
Yeah, we're going to do Summer in the Parks in Washington, D.C. We're doing a virtual taping actually today with another artist friend of ours, Carolyn Malachi, another hot artist you guys need to check out. And her name is Carolyn Malachi. She's Grammy nominated. We're performing with her today as our special guest. And we'll be on the Cap Jazz Festival. We're doing two shows, actually three shows. We're playing behind as the support band for Shanice.
Mm.
We are doing a Bill Withers tribute with a whole lot of guests that I cannot name.
Okay.
And yeah, I can't name them because that's in the contract. You can't say anything.
Right.
And
right.
then we're doing a show that we named Funkology.
Okay.
So, and that's going to be with a whole lot of people. So check us out. Yeah. Capital Jazz. It's going to be great. Capital Jazz Festival. And that's Labor Day weekend.
Okay. Well, thank you for that information. I'm quite sure you're going to be presenting it on your social media pages and your website.
Oh,
correct?
Yes.
Great.
Yes, we are.
Great. And I'd like to ask you, will there be any future music projects you would like
we
to
We are working on a music project now. We're working on a 30-year anniversary project called In Case You Missed It. I-C-Y-M-I, In Case You Missed It. And
okay.
We'll be replaying a lot of the Spur classic stuff, Way of the World, and we'll just be updating it and check it out. It's going to be fantastic.
Wow. Well, thank you for that update. Thank you so much. So I'd like to ask you, what is the ultimate desire which you want all your fans to get out of all your music, especially this new, this not newest single, but Between Me and You? What is
yeah.
the ultimate desire?
Ultimate thing we hope to get out of the music is that you get joy in any kind of way, that it can bring a smile on your face, relieve your tension, do anything that you want in the positive manner, right? That's
right.
the ultimate goal for our music, that we live in positivity.
Right, right. That's correct. Thank you for that. Thank you. And at this time, mm-hmm. we're almost coming to an end of our show. Any shout-out names you would like to give to all the persons that loved and put up with you guys through
oh,
your
Oh, wow.
Music career?
We just want to thank everybody who's inspired us, all the people who helped us, you know, wives and people connected to the band. You know, I like to shout-out my fellow members, Eric Parker, Kenny Allen, Kevin Prince, Skip Pruitt, Brian Lanier, Tim Steele, Mark, Lord have mercy, Walker, and John Maimuna. Everybody who helped us on this project, John Rich, Maimuna, Mesa, and especially, you know, our producers, Chris Big Dog Davis. I mean, he's incredible. And we love all everybody who's inspired us, man. Anybody positive in the world is a shout out for you.
All right, then. We're going to give them a hand that they will continue to ask the question guys and all the music podcasts.
All right.
Now, I want to mention that I do have two other tracks I would like to come on air before you sign out. That will be In Too Deep and also That's the Way of the World. Can you
all
elaborate?
Right.
On the story and the inspiration behind those two tracks, please.
So Way of the World, let's start with the last one first. Way of the World is just a classic song by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And
mm-hmm.
I actually had to be convinced to play it because, you know, you kind of don't want to touch Earth, Wind, and Fire stuff. It's so perfect as it is, but we do our own spin on it.
Yeah.
And then In Too Deep. In Too Deep is a song of hope. And it is a song that when we were going through, actually we were going through some members leaving and transitioning and people telling us don't do the record and don't continue the band and all that stuff. And
Aww.
It's about when God steps in and you're in too deep to stop now. I'm in too
Aww.
Deep in my life and in Aww. Too deep in this thing and staying on the right direction and getting
right.
it done.
Right. Well, thank you for that. I'll be spinning those two tracks. So last but not least, any encouraging words you would like to give, Wayne, to those that are dealing with dark times in their lives?
Well, I would like to say this. I would like to say, hang on one second. I have to get in my car because I'm traveling. But I would like to say this. No matter what, you are purposed in this life. And just believe and find your purpose and everything will be fine.
Wow, thank you. Well, everyone, this is Wayne Bruce. He is the leader and founder for Spur of the Moment. Thank you, Wayne, for taking out your time to be on my platform. I will be following you and catching up with you on all the updates. Check him out on all his social media and his upcoming scheduled events. And I want to thank you so much, Wayne. You have a blessed day.
You do the same. Thank you so much. And love to everyone and all the Spur fans and all your fans and listeners.
Thank you. This is Lady Diva signing out for Let's Jazz It Up. Thank you, everyone.
My path now bears a simple truth. No need for wasted tears. All my thoughts now crystal clear and set on what it is that I must do. I'm further now than when I started. Forced to believe beyond my means. Both stronger now and more determined, I've resolved to follow to wherever this may lead. I'm in too deep. My faith, the sum of ordered steps. But my impatience only leaves more room for doubt. It seems all that I need now is to believe. I no longer count the days in passing. I've made my peace with yesterday. Looking forward, I believe more strongly in that which I've seen is far beyond what many dare to dream. I'm in too deep.
I can't let go.
Said I'm in too
deep.
No, 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 no.
I won't.
I can't stop. No matter what they see.